This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
Hi, my name's Alexander Schweitzer. My pronouns are he, him. I run a local nonprofit here in Tucson, Arizona that provides free gender-affirming undergarments to transgender youth ages 14 to 24. And we're partnered with El Rio Reproductive Health Access Project. As a young trans person in high school, I faced everyday bullying that my straight cis friends were also victims of. And then on top of that, I faced bullying based on my own trans identity. So it was like a double hit every single day. I learned skills that caused adults to say, wow, you're so mature for your age. And now as an almost 25-year-old person, I look back on all these things that I didn't get to experience as a child because I was too busy trying to prove to others and to my bullies that I'm worthy of existing. I had no say over my life, I had no control, and I had no one come in and say enough is enough. What does he need to succeed? What are we failing to do that's causing him to be in these situations that take away from his much-deserved childhood and opportunity to receive a well-rounded education? Gender support plans are a contract between a student, teacher, and administration to allow the students to live and attend school as openly and out or not as they want to be. Some questions or statements on a gender support plan consist of, when in the classroom, call me this name and use these pronouns. When calling home and interacting with my parents, use this name and these pronouns. Because of gender support plans, transgender and gender diverse students, youth, are given a safe and healthy environment to learn how to focus on themselves, their education, mental health, healthcare, and activities that they should be enjoying at their age. Learning these skills in a healthy and safe environment will empower students and youth to continue advocating for themselves in an appropriate manner for their age that allows them to take and keep control over their own lives, including their reproductive health care, which is vital as they continue to age. Some good resources for transgender and gender diverse youth in Tucson and Arizona overall is at validusa.org, where you can get the free gender affirming undergarments and find additional resources throughout the community. Teachers and educators and professionals overall can also find information to help them learn how to be supportive and inclusive for all their students. My name is Alexander Schweitzer. I'm the founder of Valid USA, and I'm also an intern with El Rio's Reproductive Health Access Project, focusing on transgender healthcare and male healthcare.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.